We also tasted a dish that we knew straight away was going to send their maker home. And I'm sorry. That was you, Chloe.
Oh, the moose was not set. Chloe Bowles joins us this morning. Hello, Chloe.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Sam, Marissa.
Hey, buddy. Look, sympathies this morning. Your curd burger just didn't work and your moose was too hard. That's hard to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty hard to hear, but I think I knew it as well. So,
yeah.
I think I'd peace when they told me I was going home because I knew it.
Yeah, fair enough. You were prepared for it.
Chloe, why did you decide to change? Because you had a plan, you had it all set out in your mind, and you said, no, that's the cake's too easy. I'm now going to try and do the honey moose thing. What made you change?
Oh, do you know what? I think it was the time. You kind of look at the time and go, oh, I've got a lot of time on the clock and a cake will be easy to do in a lot less time than that. So you overthink it in your mind and you try and overcomplicate the dish and then you end up with a disaster. And that's what kind of happened.
And Chloe, did you watch the episode last night?
I did. I sat down with my close girlfriends and watched it. So that was really nice.
Is it weird doing that, watching yourself?
Yeah, it is really weird. There's particular mannerisms that you pick up and you kind of go, I can't believe I do that. And then you realise that you do it every day.
Like what?
That's pretty funny. Yeah, like, I don't know, I think the way I laugh and giggle, I know that I giggle and laugh and smile a lot, but I was like, God, I really scrunch my face up when I smile and I think I snorted a few times.
I was watching and thinking, you're a horrible person. You laugh and smile all the time. Yeah. You must be just awful.
Yeah, you got to stop doing that, Chloe. Now, we're chatting to you. You're in Darwin this morning. What are you doing in Darwin?
Yes, so my husband and I and all of our really close friends basically run this two-week event in Darwin, and it's just based on bringing the community together and revealing love to people and making them feel like they're a part of something. And
wow.
Yeah, so I'm up here. I'm doing all the school. So I'm doing all the food for it, and it's so much fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, that sounds like a nice remedy for the fact it was either California or Darwin. Your heart must be breaking because you missed out. You're the one contestant to miss out before the rest of the guys go to the States.
I know. It was pretty hard when I found out, but my husband and I actually postponed a trip to America for me to go on the show, and we're going next month now.
Oh, brilliant.
So.
You know what?
Yeah, it's even better.
You should go anyway and ghost them, like while they're walking along, just sort of walk along behind them and
wear your apron.
Yeah,
I do. I'll be like, you're under pressure, and I'm not.
Now, Chloe, what is next for you now that you're out of the kitchen?
So I'm going to launch Bowles Family Sauces soon. We're going to do a butterscotch sauce flavour and a few different varieties first, and just see where it takes us.
Yummy.
Oh, sounds good. The very saucy Chloe Bowles. Thank you.
No,
that's
before
awesome.
You go, Chloe, you've got to test your Sunshine Coast knowledge.
Oh, I'm a fool.
Have you been here before to the Sunny Coast, Chloe?
Yeah, my grandparents live in Pigeon Beach.
Oh, you're going to nail this one then. So we're doing this with every MasterChef eliminee that we chat to on the show. So firstly, what's further north, Noosa or Caloundra?
Noosa.
Oh, well, confident.
Don't so laugh. Confident. Some people got it wrong.
Here's the toughie then, Chloe. Nice.
Yes.
Can you get this one right? How do you spell Mooloolaba?
Oh, M-O-O-L-A-B-A.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done, Chloe.
Nailed it.
Thanks, Grandma. Chloe, lovely
thanks
to chat
so
to
much,
you.
Guys.
Have fun in Darwin. Good luck with the sauce range, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Sam, Nursa, you guys.